It seems like we can never stop talking about football on Bobcat Radio. And there's a reason why this week, Jonathan, like I was saying to him before we came on here, some Texas State players, they played in some All-Star games this weekend. You said you had some information about it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you want to go ahead and read a little bit more in depth, you can head to our blog at KTSW and read about it. But we had Lawrence White, who was in the inaugural Tropic Bowl in Miami, Florida. And Ryan, I believe you're from the Florida area, and please tell me, like, how... I can just imagine what the weather is like there down there right now.
So looking at my calendar, it's about to be February, so it's probably somewhere between 65 and 75 degrees and absolutely beautiful. Although, as Texans, we can't really complain. It's been about that on and off so far this winter. But I just can't even imagine going down there to play in Florida. It's unbelievable, the weather this time of year. And I bet those people on the East Coast that had to deal with the blizzard must have been pretty jealous.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Lawrence White, he's the tight end for Texas State, you know, as I mentioned. Unfortunately, there were no passes thrown his way, but from what I read, he got some game-playing action, had a couple of knockdowns there as an offensive line member, so it's good that he got into the game. We also had David Mims this past weekend in the East Shrine game, and, you know, it was a 39 win for the West. Unfortunately, David Mims wasn't able to get in there, but just having his name in the same sentence as Craig Megger, who last year was at the game as well, and now is playing for the San Diego Chargers, you know, that only puts him in good company.
Exactly. Being up there with some of the best Bobcats that made it into some All-Star games last year. But David Mims, not a great season for him compared to the season before. Do you think he's the type of player that has the ability to play at the next level?
Well, yeah, we were actually discussing this. I think that he can find his way on a roster going the undrafted route. But, you know, there have been some great players that come the undrafted route. It's just a little bit harder, a little bit more tedious. But I do believe he has the potential, you know, to be, let's say, a great special teams player as far as where he's at athletically right now.
And you never know. All you need to do is make it on a roster. I like to watch HBO's Hard Knocks. I don't know if you've ever watched much of that. But one of the undrafted guys said, it's not getting on the roster. That's not the end of your journey. Or it's not getting drafted. That's not the end of your journey. That's just the beginning. So you get your name out there. You make it onto a roster. And who knows what can happen from there.
Definitely, yeah. You know, just, you know, one good week on the practice squad. You're up with traveling with the team. Who knows? You make a play on special teams. I mean, that's how Terrell Davis's career got started off, you know?
You were reading my mind exactly. I happen to be a big Denver Broncos fan. We'll get into all of that juicy gossip here in a little bit. But we're sticking with Texas State football right now. And who knows? Maybe someone gets injured. You make a big play in a preseason game. Or you just have a lot of good play in practice. Because coming into this season, David Mims, Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year, didn't have the season to justify that preseason accolade, but we saw what he could do last year with Craig Megger lined up on the other side of him. So there's definitely some potential there. Another Texas State Bobcat, or at least a former Texas State Bobcat that's doing some big things right now, he's going to be heading to the Super Bowl, and that's none other than Mr. Tackle himself, David Mayo.
Yeah, definitely. And your rookie season, you're going to the Super Bowl? I mean, what more could you possibly ask for, honestly?
I don't think you could ask for anything more than that. As a football player, the Super Bowl is the pinnacle of what you're trying to achieve in a career. At least most people are. And David Mayo, not a lot of playing time this year, but still on the roster, made it through and did get some playing time. It's not like he just made it onto the practice squad or anything like that. And it's just great to see a Texas State Bobcat being represented in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just to add on to that, you know, he's in company with two Pro Bowl athletes in Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, I believe is pronounced correct.
Luke Kuechly.
But, you know, when you're surrounded by that type of talent, that only can, you know, his limit is limitless. Let's put it that way. The sky's the limit for David Mayo.
I would agree with that. You watch these guys every day in practice, and all it's going to do is allow you to get better. You observe their tendencies, how they think, how they play, how they react. And I think any good athlete, any good really anybody in any type of field, you want to pick the brains of people that are better than you, that have been doing it longer. And Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, they're both great guys to have above you.
Definitely, and just like I'm picking your brain right now, Ryan, you know, like you said, it goes everywhere on the field, on and off the field.